podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to your heart. Who is this for? Zach? I mean, no. Jesus?
No, it's for LeBron.
Listen to your heart. Do the right thing.
Jesus.
Jesus, do the right thing.
Rudy Wheeler.
Jesus, do not listen to Hugh Douglas.
Do right by Wheeler.
Do not listen to him. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas shows you. Now, this is for LeBron James, who needs to listen to his heart and sign with the Sixers, because that's really where his heart and his mind should be. Yeah. Well, Bob Myers yesterday was on with Rich Paul and Max Kellerman, which is an interesting podcast to join right now. I mean, the timing is quite interesting that Bob Myers decided to do this podcast. They had him on.
Could you imagine how he on a podcast, like, during the week of free agency or something?
Let's just put a story out there that 10 years from now, Patrick Mahomes is a free agent. And Howie goes on the podcast of his agent the week of free agency. It would be wild. And of course, I would want Patrick Mahomes. And anyone that wouldn't, I would scream that we don't want Patrick Mahomes. Anyway, let's hear Bob Myers yesterday. You know, let's start with his pitch to LeBron. Bob Myers on what he would say, his pitch to LeBron James.
I'd say, I honestly believe this is your best chance to win. You have to decide all the other things that are equally important, because it's his life, right? He has to play. He has to face the scrutiny of his decision that half the people will say, you should have done this or should have done that. And they'll criticize him for whatever, which is his life. So he's been through all that. What I would just say is, if it's about winning, let's talk about this team, because you can win here in Philadelphia. If you want to talk about other stuff, about what's this guy like, what's that? By the way, he knows players, a lot of them better than I do. Their games. This is a guy that probably watches more basketball than anybody understands.
Like, that's
he's
a fact.
He's not just playing, and he's probably watching the game in February that nobody's watching. So he knows, not only does he know the guys, he knows how they play.
You know, Hugh, listen to Bob Myers talk there. I mean, it's pretty clear the Sixers are approaching this as, if you want to win a championship one more time, this is the spot for you, right? If you want to, you know, if you want other things, you know, we're not going to talk you out of that. That's you. But their pitch is based on basketball. And that got ratcheted up because of Jaylen Brown, right? Like, 2 weeks ago, we would have laughed at the idea of LeBron choosing the Sixers based on championship. Now, with Jaylen Brown added to the mix, That is a logical way for them to go about it. Like, hey, Cleveland's good. Donovan Mitchell's really good. But, you know, they have James Harden. I don't know about that. Miami's good, and they have Giannis now. But they're probably a few pieces away. If you want to come to the place that has the most simple path to winning, it's right here.
And not only that, if you're LeBron, you're 42 years old, you're considered one of the greatest, if not the greatest, basketball player to ever play the game. You're on the team with Vijay Ajkon, Tyrese Maxey, and the other young cat we got for Filon.
LeBaron Filon Jr.
Who better to learn from about being a pro? Like, that's the exciting thing about it. When you talk about Tyrese Maxey and his growth, his tremendous growth that he had in one season, and how much energy he exerted, so much so that down the stretch, you know, people talked about how sometimes he was forcing shots because he was tired and he was just trying to do too much. Didn't have any bench depth or anything like that. Vijay playing defense when they were in Boston and things of that nature. Who better to learn from to better take care of your body, how to pace yourself during the course of the season, still play well, but still kind of pace yourself so that you could have more in the tank at the end of the season than a guy like LeBron James, who's been in the playoffs for 19 seasons.
Well, it kind of reminds me when he went and joined up with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie was young at that point, right? I think Kyrie was in the league maybe 3 years at the point when LeBron got there. But obviously he saw a lot in him and like, I can win with this guy. Let's go. Yesterday, Bob Myers also spoke about Jaylen Brown. And this was interesting because there's a big kind of debate, you know, more than a kind of a huge debate about Jaylen Brown, how great he actually is. Because his career would say, great. People in the NBA would say, maybe not as great. The Celtics might say, maybe not as great as you think. Here's Bob Myers when asked about that and how sometimes analytics might say one thing about a player, but maybe you feel something different when you watch him.
So I'll ask you, you both can answer. This is easy. Of those Warrior teams, guess who rated not great analytically his whole career or all the time?
Steph?
No, he's He's good.
Oh, Draymond.
You say guess.
Nope.
Well, Draymond, I know what the analytics don't love.
No. He's good. Defensively, it's like
Clay.
Clay. Think about that. Clay never rated well analytically. And tell me what kind of player Clay Thompson is.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame. We don't win without Clay Thompson. So,
of course.
Where you look, I don't. The thing about analytics is kind of like people go all the way too far one way or all the way. I don't listen to analytics or all that matters. Analytics. It's neither. If you and I are having a conversation, you have to. This is where you have to look at some things and go, yeah, that says that. But by the way, I don't know how you get finals MVP if you're not a good basketball. I don't even know.
I don't
how
think
that's
anyone's
possible.
Saying he's not.
No,
good.
No, I understand. Very good.
Yeah.
Like very good. And by the way, forget about. You know what? You should look at Jaylen Brown and evaluate is winning.
Kind of like, never mind.
Go ahead.
No.
Hurts. Hurts.
That's you said that.
Was that what you're thinking?
Well, no, not at all.
Sam Darnold?
Mm-mm.
Quarterbacks?
Nah.
Who you got?
I was thinking about the Hughes Clues. I was thinking that's what I was thinking.
You were thinking about Hughes Clues during the.
Just like Hughes Clues, yeah. That was what I was about to say.
How? How did that make you think about Hughes Clues?
Why are you backing me into a corner? At
no, because I think it's interesting.
You know it gets antsy
I think I know what you were going to say, and I actually
you know
think
it gets antsy around this time. What are you talking about?
I want you to say your interesting thought.
No, nothing. I had nothing.
Then I'll say it. It is like the Hurts thing.
Oh, it is it?
Well, I think the two of them are kind of similar, Hugh, in this that if you look at their careers, right, and you do this a lot with Jalen, just like take a big picture view of the career, right? Jalen Hurts. Very good. You take a big picture view of Jaylen Brown's career. Very good. But there obviously are some people within the league that look at it and say, maybe he's not as good as everyone thinks he is. Now we have one in that's been here his whole career in Jalen Hurts, so we have a lot of experience. We don't have the same experience with Jaylen Brown yet, right? We haven't watched him play in a Sixers uniform yet. We will start to do that. Hugh, if that's what you were thinking, and I think it was, I actually do think there is a similarity between the view of Jaylen Brown and the view of Jalen Hurts.
You know why I feel like this Jaylen Brown conversation is very interesting. I ask myself why. Why now is all of this negative stuff being said about him? You're talking about a guy who we talked about before we even knew anything about this trade that was in the running for MVP last year and was a big reason why the Boston Celtics were in position to be in the playoffs last year. And then you hear stuff about him, you know, being overly outspoken about certain things. And now since he's here, it feels like in order to justify what they gave up for him, you have to kind of besmirch his name a little bit.
That's what's happening, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. And it's like, again, a lot of times it's because I feel that he makes people uncomfortable because he's smart. And I know I know a lot of people aren't going to understand me saying it like that, but I can't think of anything else because it's not like we're a year removed from him being in the running for MVP.
And the year before he was the finals MVP.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like it has to be he made somebody in a position of power really uncomfortable.
So let me throw one more thing out there, because the three players there were kind of – so Klay Thompson was talked about. Bob Myers knows Klay Thompson well. That he was his guy on the Warriors. Jaylen Brown now, Jalen Hurts, Hugh thought of. I thought of the same thing. I think the thing that people probably think is if he wasn't – if those guys weren't on those teams, would they be as good as we think they are, right? Because that's – that's kind of what I, when he brought up Klay Thompson, I wondered that, right? Klay is great. Klay's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but he's different now, but he's older and he's had a lot of
injuries. But if his whole career, if he wasn't drafted to the Warriors, would Klay Thompson be viewed the same way? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I think some people think that about Jaylen Brown. Now, the interesting thing with Jaylen Brown is we're going to get to see it. He's leaving the Celtics. We do this with Hurts all the time because we have these debates. Like, if he was drafted by, I don't know, the Vikings, would Jalen Hurts be the Jalen Hurts we talk about? Or is it the Eagles? And I think there's some people in the NBA that feel like, Jaylen Brown's really good, but he's as great as you think he is because he was a Celtic for 10 years.
You know what's funny too, though, Joe, and especially the last basketball season that we had, his coach isn't considered like a Eric Spoelstra.
No,
or
but
anybody
I think
like that.
Missoula's really good.
No, but he's okay. But when you talk about some of the miscues he had when he first got the job when he was playing against us, you know there are some questions about whether or not he was the man for the job. Now I don't watch a whole lot of Boston Celtics basketball. I don't, but. It just feels like when you're talking about him and you talk about the position that he was in, again, he was a big part of why they were in the position and in the playoffs last year.
Sure.
He was a big part when Tatum was hurt. So, and the coach isn't considered one of those, to me, one of those upper echelon coaches in the NBA right now. He might be in a couple years, but not right now. So I can't think of anything else other than he rubbed somebody the wrong
way. Yeah, I just think it's like the natural, like when a trade this crazy happens and it's so one-sided, the consensus is, well, you know, the Sixers made out like bandits. Why would the Celtics make this trade? I think, like, and I'm guilty of this too. You're wondering, like, what's the catch here? Like,
yeah, what's wrong with it?
What do they know that we don't? Yeah, like, and I mean, the only other comp I can think of is the Luka for Anthony Davis thing.
Right. What's the catch?
So, like, and you know, I'm gonna assume that the thought was, oh, well, you know, they must know Luka's not in shape, or you know, or he's gonna fall off a cliff. Like, you know, what do they know? No, it just turned out they were idiots. I think it's just natural
it
people
just turned out you
trying
an
to
idiot.
Like naturally people are just trying to justify in their head from the other side because it only possibly makes sense from the Sixers side.
Well, yeah, and I also think with the league now and any of these leagues that have salary caps, the people that run the league think of things in terms of numbers and value, right? So like Jalen Brown's a really good basketball player. I mean, we don't have to make this more complicated, but is he a $60 million player to the Celtics or was he a $40 million player they were paying 60? That's probably why he's here now.
You know, this should be a lesson for everybody who thinks the Eagles are attached to the quarterback because of the Super Bowl MVP.
The Celtics just traded the NBA Finals MVP away. I know.
Because of cap, because of analytics.
It is an ironic acquisition for Philadelphia. I think they have some similarities to the way people think about them in terms of how good they are. One more, and then we'll go back to your phone calls from Bob Myers here. He mentioned Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid doesn't mention him or Jalen Brown, but here's Myers on Joel.
For Joel, this is the one he's had surgeries. He's been injured. This, at least in this offseason, he's actually healthy, which if you're not healthy in the offseason coming into camp, you take any player. Right. You're behind the eight ball. You have a surgery. And look, some guys have an upper body and they get there. But if you have a lower body surgery and head into camp, camp is so much more important than people think. If you show up in camp unhealthy, it just sets everything. You miss
or even
all
not
those,
in shape now.
Not in shape. Yep. But if Joel, which he's look, I think he's more motivated. It's going to be LeBron or no LeBron, the most talented team he's ever had. So if he wants to have a chance and he's motivated now, this is the
I
time.
Don't even think it's his fault. Like this is the Joel Embiid problem for me, Bob. Even if LeBron's on the team and Maxey takes another step forward, if Embiid is healthy, he's the best player on the team. If Embiid is healthy, he's easily the best player on the team. Yeah. But he's just – so when you have a guy, even with other great players, who's like, yeah, but he's – But you don't know, is he going to be there? Is he not going to be there? It's hard to game plan
and
a season.
It's hard because you're basing that on what you've seen, right? And I'm a fair point, right? Fair point. Any team you saw, no one wins a championship injured.
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
I've never seen it.
You know, there's a lot from that here that was kind of interesting hearing Bob Myers. But he said LeBron or no LeBron, almost as if he's kind of workshopping that this is real to him. Like it could happen.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the way you should look at it. You know, because you put it out there. You got this city excited. You already made the first move. And to be honest, this is not, like, thinking about it now, this is not the same as Bo Bichette because we got one piece of the puzzle.
Right, right.
It's not. So we're say if this doesn't happen, Joe, we're going to be disappointed, but we're not going to be devastated like we were when the Bo Bichette
Well,
thing
not all
fell
the
through.
Eggs are in this basket.
Yes.
Jalen Brown's already acquired.
Because we are still in contention. But here's the reality of it. We got a good shot of going deep in the playoffs. We got a good shot of going past the second round. We just have to find that other piece if it isn't LeBron.
Yeah, and to the point of LeBron or no LeBron, Embiid becomes more important if there's no LeBron.
Yeah.
Right? They need him more and need him to be better more and just available more. Aaron in San Diego is up on WIP. Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
You guys are such jackasses.
I didn't do that.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
It does... It does work with the laugh track, Aaron. It's something about your voice, the entrance to the show. It's like you got a laugh track thing about you.
Aaron belongs in a sitcom.
Well, the reason I paused is because I was waiting. Usually you respond, oh, good morning, Aaron. That's why the pause was. But, you know, if you guys want to run with it, then do what you want to do.
We will.
But, you know, today I'm actually agreeing with Kyle Quinn. I can't believe it. But, you know, Joe, you know what you remind me of is that kid from high school that got the courage up. He walked up to the hottest girl in school, asked her to the prom, and while she didn't say yes, she didn't say no. She just left the door open enough to give you some false confidence, some false hope, so much so that you go out and you make the arrangements for the limo, you buy the nicest tux that you can get, and your friends are pumping you up just because they feel sorry for you, and then her friends are pumping you up, you know, and giving
like
you, hey, you got a great personality, you're a funny guy, you know, all that stuff. Then 2 days before prom, you call to make arrangements, and she says, oh, you know what? You know, I'm going to go with Johnny. And here you come to find out, and then in reality, you're option E. If option A, B, and C, and D didn't work, then, So that's what we're doing here. I'm so
It's
tired.
Okay to dream, Aaron. You got to take small wins.
No,
so the day that she didn't say no, that's a win for me. I'm going to use that as a win. LeBron hasn't said no. These are wins, Aaron. And yes, it's okay to dream. Maybe she'll say yes, Aaron. You ever think
of
that?
Shoot or shoot.
Yes.
Shoot or shoot.
If we are focused and we are dreaming as a fan base about a 42-year-old basketball player, we are in trouble.
No,
That's all I've got to say.
Why are we in trouble?
Listen. Here's why.
42 years.
Are the Heat in trouble? It's funny. When Joe Giglio wants LeBron James, Joe Giglio's an idiot. When Pat Riley wants to go get LeBron James, he's Pat Riley. Like, why?
Why does it work like that?
Yeah, like, well,
LeBron James.
Hold on.
He got LeBron James 20 years ago. Stop
well, it wasn't 20
it.
Years ago.
We're not talking about a 31-year-old LeBron James.
He's trying to get him again.
You know, we're talking about a 42-year-old LeBron James that's talking about his final year.
He's trying to get him again. The Miami Heat are trying to get him again. Why does Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra want him?
He's going to Cleveland. Okay. He's going to do a farewell tour. We're not going to have to deal with the LeBron James fatigue. We don't have to deal with the sideshow. We just need to build a championship team.
I love the Sixers fatigue as if it has been a buttoned-up operation for the last 25 years.
Point, Joe. That's the point. You've got the process. You got Colangelo. You got Brett Brown and
Adam
Ben Simmons.
Aaron.
You got
star hunting. I know. You got Zaire Smith allergic to sesame seeds. I know all of it, Aaron. And yet we've sat through all this crap. It's like Andy Dufresne digging through the crap in the Shark Tank. Because I want LeBron James.
That was shot in Mansfield, Ohio, too.
We've been through it. We've done it. Why do you want to continue to do it to ourselves? Why do we want to beat ourselves up? Why can't we just build something? I mean, we are so lucky right now, if you think about it, with our GMs, right? We got Howie. You know, we've got Briere, who is like turning into like a mad scientist, you know, messing with other teams. You got Gansey, who's turning out to be somebody that could be very successful in the city for the next 10 years. You know, Dombrowski, but man, we have so much to look forward to. And just let this guy Gansey work. Let him build a team that's going to bring us multiple championships. And we don't need the sideshows.
Multiple.
Leave LeBron James to Cleveland. Leave him to Miami. Let them deal with that.
The audacity to come on here and say multiple championships when this team hasn't won since 1983. I mean, it is. I don't need LeBron. We're going to win multiple championships with him. You know, I was told this in 2018 because I wanted LeBron then. And I was like, oh, no, we're building this organically. The right way. We have Ben Simmons. We have Joel Embiid.
You're damn right.
We don't need that. And where has that gotten us for the last
eight
years?
And
right back
guy,
here.
And that guy's first big move was James Harden. So stop it.
No. Maury wasn't even here in 2008. Maury wasn't even here then. He was with the Rockets. All right. You got any more one-liners for us for the laugh track? What do you got?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I hope everybody has a... Oh, yes, I do have something. You know, to Andy in Westchester... you know, keep the phone marshal's name out your mouth, okay? Come up with an original thought. You know, busting on fat guys isn't you know, where it's at, buddy, okay? Come up with an original thought. Everybody have a great day.
I mean, that's out of control.
Bananas.
No laugh track for that.
Always happy about love cooking.
The witching hour. I mean, last segment was the nut butter, and now we're here. All right, Hugh.
You know, maybe next time I'll give him. Remember Art's laugh that we got?
Yes. Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. It was like an evil genius laugh. It was awesome. All right, before we go any further, speaking of evil geniuses, we do have Hugh's clues. It was ridiculous. Hugh's clues. Can we get a second clue? First clue was a flavor of ice cream.
Flavor of ice cream. Second clue comes from a plant.
All right, what are you doing today?
Well,
what are you doing?
To be fair, cookie dough does not come from a plant.
Well, so you're giving the one flavor that doesn't?
Oh, okay. Chocolate chip ice cream.
Well,
does not.
Well, chocolate comes from cocoa.
But the chocolate chips, though.
Well, where do you?
Maybe. Okay. This is the first time.
How do they make the chips?
This is the first time this has ever happened.
Do you also think chocolate milk comes from brown cows?
Hey, Joe. It's germane for $11.50. Okay. Maybe that was a bad clue.
Well, we're done now. What are we going to do? All right. Clue number one.
You can figure it out.
Clue number one, an ice cream flavor. Clue number two comes from a plant. All right. 215-592-9494.
My clue. Stand on my clue. Mm-hmm.
Scott.
Aaron, we should have ended Aaron's call with.
Well, I mean, what he said. I mean, that's.
It was preposterous.
I'm not actually surprised we didn't dump it.
Fat guys is crazy. I'm just saying. It was just.
Right,
let's
just talk to Scott in Florida. What's up, Scott?
Move on.
Scott, what's up?
Scott, the moment was too big. I think I caught him off guard.
Scott thought he was listening to a different show. He hung up. He got. Scott, you there? I kind of hear Scott. We have a drive-thru situation like last week.
Come on, big guy.
Scott back on hold. All right, let's grab Bam in Upper Darby. Bam.
Hey, this would be a good one. Bam.
You know, Bam should have been a lock to not pick up the phone. He never does.
What do we think Bam's doing?
Never. Well, he's probably messing with the mute button or whatever. He's
watching TV.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know.
Wait a minute. Uh-huh. Listening to TV.
Listening.
He's there.
Maybe he fell asleep.
What do we think Bam watches on TV, if you had a guess?
Bam is Law and Order. Watching TV?
Listening.
Law and Order. Dateline. I watch Dateline a lot.
Yeah, really?
I like Dateline.
I used to listen to a Dateline podcast, which was an interesting, when I used to ride home late at night. That's what kind of spooked me out.
Bam doesn't have sight.
Dateline is wild.
There's some wild folks that we
You ever listen to the Helga and Olga the Dateline podcast?
Well, no, I don't.
Oh, man.
I need to probably check them out. The
plot was a pair of elderly women in Los Angeles who would, and this is awful, they would basically kidnap and get rid of homeless guys.
I thought that's what you were about to say.
They were stealing their identity.
Yeah, and taking their money.
For insurance purposes. Yes. So, like, they would die or they would kill them, right? And then they would get the insurance money because they were, like, they signed over
to
them.
Yeah, they were their benefactors.
These were, like, little old ladies.
Yeah, and they were making a killing.
Oh, my goodness. It was rough. All right, how do we get the Dateline stuff? 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all of this coming up. Zach Wheeler. All-star stuff. Did we make a mistake with the top 11 here on WIP in the last few weeks? I think we did, specifically Hugh Douglas. And I think he's trying to make up for it today. You're trying to make up for your snub of Wheeler by pushing poor Jesus Luzardo.
No, it's not that. It's Kyle had a great idea, and he was talking about it. And I just, I kind of saw his vision.
Yeah, right.
And I never once said he should do it. I said, you should think about it. Didn't say he should do it.
Yeah, you know, Rudy Wheeler over here. Treat him like a walk-on at Notre Dame. All right, 215-592-9494. Your take on that. Hugh's clues. We do have two clues out there for you. A pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic this Friday, Citizens Bank Park. And are you starting to get your hopes up for LeBron James? I am. I'm starting to feel like this is real. Like they actually could land LeBron James. 215-592-9494. Plus, on the other side, we'll get to the almost fight last night at Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Bobby Dickerson losing his mind. Caleb Cotton getting tossed last night after a ridiculous base running call by, I mean, L.A. De La Cruz just leaving the field, and they say it's okay. All right, all your phone calls on that. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FIFA World Cup is entering its biggest matches. What a comeback yesterday by Argentina. And there's no better place to be than Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, when you look at the futures, France trading at 34% to win it all, which means a $100 trade on France to win it all pays out $281.51. That's where my money's at. On Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you could buy in and out of your position for limited time. Download the Kalshi app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.